2020 Democrats will face off on one stage for the first time this week. Here's everything to know about the September debate by Madeline Carlisle. On September 12th, for the first time, the top polling candidates in the Democratic 2020 presidential primary will face each other on the same party-sanctioned debate stage. The third Democratic presidential primary debate, which ABC News, in partnership with Univision, will host, will take place in Texas and last for 3 hours. Because only 10 candidates hit the Democratic National Committee's polling and fundraising thresholds by the August 28th deadline, it'll span only one night for the first time. Effectively cutting the field in half, 20 candidates are currently running, the stage will include many of the primary's frontrunners: former Vice President Joe Biden, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, California Senator Kamala Harris, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg will all appear. A single night of debate may draw new contrasts between candidates. Biden and Warren, who according to Real Clear Politics are polling on average in first and second, will be on the same stage for the first time. Warren and Harris, the two top polling women, will also appear on the same stage for the first time. Dynamics from the previous debates may also reemerge. Harris criticized Biden on race in the first debate and faced attacks on her history in law enforcement during the second debate. Warren and Sanders, who represent a similar left wing of the party, haven't attacked each other yet, but may feel pressure to do so as the field slims down. Following the threat of Hurricane Dorian on the southeastern seaboard and a spree of mass shootings in August, 53 people died in mass shootings in the U.S. in August alone, climate change and gun violence will likely be discussed. The usual hot-button Democratic topics of health care, immigration, and the economy will also surely come up. Here's everything you need to know about the September Democratic debate. First, when is the debate? The third Democratic presidential primary debate will take place Thursday, September 12th in Houston, Texas. ABC News, in partnership with Univision, will host the debate at Texas Southern University, a public historically black university. It'll air from 8 to 11 Eastern Daylight Time. Each candidate will have 1 minute and 15 seconds to directly respond to questions from moderators and 45 seconds to respond to follow-up questions and rebuttals. Candidates will give opening statements, but no closing statements. The candidates will stand on stage based on their polling averages, with the higher polling candidates near the center of the stage. The DNC had announced that if more than 10 candidates qualified, it would have held a second debate on September 13th. However, despite strong pushes from candidates who were close to qualifying, such as billionaire hedge fund founder Tom Steyer, only 10 candidates qualified, and the debate remained on one night. Which candidates qualified for the September Democratic debate? To qualify, each candidate needed to have received 2% or more support in at least four DNC-approved polls released between June 28th and August 28th. The candidates also needed at least 130,000 unique donors, with 400 unique donors per state in at least 20 states. The donations must have been received by 11:59 p.m. August 28th. Here's who made the cut. Former Vice President Joe Biden, 76. Biden represented Delaware in the U.S. Senate from 1973 to 2009 and served as President Barack Obama's vice president for two terms. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, 50. Booker is the first African-American senator from New Jersey and previously served as the mayor of Newark, New Jersey from 2006 to 2013. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 37. Buttigieg was an intelligence officer in the U.S. Navy Reserve between 2009 and 2017 and has served as the mayor of South Bend, Indiana since 2012. If he wins the primary, he would be the first openly gay presidential nominee for a major political party. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, 44. Castro served as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Obama between 2014 and 2017, and previously was the mayor of his hometown San Antonio, Texas, between 2009 and 2014. California Senator Kamala Harris, 54. Harris came up through California politics, serving as the District Attorney of San Francisco from 2004 to 2011 and the Attorney General of California from 2011 to 2017. She's been California's junior senator since 2017. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, 59. Klobuchar has represented Minnesota in the Senate since 2007 and previously served as the county attorney for Minnesota's most populous county, Hennepin County, from 1999 to 2007. Former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, 46. O'Rourke represented Texas's 16th congressional district, which includes his hometown of El Paso, Texas, from 2013 to 2019. In the 2018 midterms, he ran unsuccessfully for Republican Ted Cruz's Senate seat. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 77. Sanders served as Vermont's sole congressional representative from 1991 to 2007 and Vermont's junior senator since 2007. A self-described Democratic socialist, Sanders ran for the 2016 Democratic nomination and lost to Hillary Clinton. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, 70. A former law professor specializing in bankruptcy law, Warren has served as Massachusetts's junior senator since 2013. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang, 44. Yang is the founder of Venture for America, a nonprofit and fellowship focused on creating jobs in cities across America, and advocates about the threat of automation. Before the August 28 deadline, three presidential candidates had met the donor requirements but hadn't quite made the polling threshold: Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, self-help author Marianne Williamson, and billionaire executive Tom Steyer, who'd qualified in three of four required polls. Seven candidates met none of the requirements: Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Maryland Representative John Delaney, Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Messam, Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, and former Pennsylvania Representative Joe Sestak. Seven candidates have dropped out of the race: former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, former West Virginia State Senator Richard Ojeda, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton, California Representative Eric Swalwell, and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who dropped out on August 28th after facing the likelihood that she wouldn't qualify for the third debate. Who's moderating? ABC announced four moderators for the debate: ABC News chief anchor George Stephanopoulos, ABC News World News Tonight anchor and managing editor David Muir, ABC News correspondent Lindsay Davis, and Univision anchor Jorge Ramos will moderate the debate. Stephanopoulos, Ramos, and Muir have all moderated Democratic presidential primary debates in the past. What issues are likely to come up at the debate? Primary debates highlight internal party divisions. Hans Noel, an associate professor at Georgetown University's Department of Government, tells Time in an email. Most of the candidates agree on nearly everything, especially broadly speaking, so the moderators will try to find space between the candidates. So on what issues do they differ? Based on the 7-hour climate change town hall held by CNN on September 4th, climate policy is becoming one such area, Seth Maskett, a professor of political science at the University of Denver, says. Elizabeth Warren, for example, proposed phasing out of using nuclear power, while Cory Booker and Andrew Yang were more optimistic about using nuclear energy. The momentum from the town hall, as well as the devastation of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas, might prompt moderators to focus on the topic. Candidates also differ substantially on health care. Some support Medicare for all, some strongly oppose, and the subject will likely come up as it has in the past two debates. While it's also already been debated extensively, it's too important an issue for Democratic voters to not discuss, Kyle Condick, the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says. After the deadly mass shootings in August, Maskett says it's hard to imagine gun violence not coming up as well. Condick also points out that Beto O'Rourke has, quote, staked out an aggressive position on guns after his hometown of El Paso, Texas, experienced a white supremacist mass shooting on August 3rd, killing 22 and injuring 24. O'Rourke might bring special attention to the issue. The usual Democratic issues of immigration and the economy will almost definitely come up, although John Hudak, a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution, says he anticipates a bit of a different conversation around the economy compared to previous debates because recent signs suggest the country may be headed towards a recession. Maskett says the forecast could be an area for Democrats to attack President Donald Trump. Who's likely to clash on stage? Political analysts told Time to watch for clashes between Biden and Warren. The former vice president and Massachusetts senator represent different wings of the party. Biden, the more moderate, and Warren, the more progressive, and are 1 and 2 in the polls. This is the first time they'll face off in a DNC debate. If Warren's going to move into the number one position, she really has to take Biden down a number of pegs, Maskett says. Condit theorizes they might clash over their different approaches to health care or their different rationale for running for president. Because Biden is the presumed frontrunner, he'll likely also face attacks from Booker, Harris, Yang, and other candidates to his left. Harris had standout moments in the previous debate, such as when she went after Biden for his stance on busing, and is likely hoping to have a similarly viral moment again. Hudak of Brookings says the most interesting dynamic will be between Warren and Sanders, who are neck and neck in the polls, partially because, quote, there's a real need for Bernie Sanders to get reinvigorated as they fight for ideologically similar voters. They avoided confronting each other in previous debates, but the smaller field might force them to. In Hudak's opinion, lower polling candidates might seek out clashes because they view the debate as a last gasp to stand out, and one effective way to stand out is to go on the attack and to win. Klobuchar is another moderate candidate who might clash with the left-leaning Sanders or Warren, and Castro and O'Rourke, who both represent Texas, might go after each other as they did in the first debate. The debate in general might be more fiery than previous ones because the field is winnowing more rapidly. Jennifer Victor, an associate professor of political science at George Mason University's Schar School Policy and Government, tells Time. How are the candidates doing in the polls? According to Real Clear Politics' national polling average on September 6, the candidates in the debate have the following polling averages. 30.1% for Biden, 17.6% for Warren, 16.9% for Sanders, 6.7% for Harris, 4.4% for Buttigieg, 2.6% for Yang, 2.4% for Booker, 2.1% for O'Rourke, 0.9% for Castro, and 0.9% for Klobuchar. Maskett says that on average there's been little movement in the polls for many of the candidates since early spring when the campaign season really heated up. But there is one exception, Elizabeth Warren. One of the real stories has been the slow, steady rise of Elizabeth Warren, he says. She's been steadily increasing since the beginning of the summer, moving into Sanders' number two spot. What about the other candidates? David Barker, a professor of government at American University, writes in an email that Buttigieg has really fallen back after being the darling of the spring season. He's now consistently in the same range as Booker and O'Rourke. He does poll better in Iowa, though, so he's not dead. Harris has also seen her numbers decline since her initial spike after the first debate, which Condit says just goes to show the changes that we see from these debates may not be enduring, if they even occur at all. Victor also cautions against reading too much into polls because at this stage in the race, many voters haven't made up their minds and are heavily influenced by name recognition. How can I watch it live? The debate will be broadcast on ABC News, locally on KTRK-TV, and on ABC News Live. Univision will air a Spanish translation. It'll also be streaming on Hulu Live, the Roku channel, Facebook Watch, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, YouTube, Apple News, and Twitter. It'll air from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Time will also continue our live coverage throughout the debate.